Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Those ones, I did not marry them. Those ones, I don't know where they are. I mean, I'm sure they are fine. And I'm sure God is blessing them. Let me tell you. If you don't own yourself, like own yourself, even if a man marries you, he may hardly respect you. Respect is what keeps marriages, not love. You may have all the money. The moment the respect is done, the moment she starts saying, "Can't you see your neighbor? See the way he treats." That is the height. Once you get to that point, come, I will separate both of you. I'm telling you, you will not know the seriousness of that offense to be pointing to your neighbor's house, Lelo, where you don't even know what they ate that morning. You don't know, maybe the man is deaf and dumb, which is why that marriage is still surviving. If the man was able to speak, and he could hear what his own wife is telling, maybe he would have thrown the woman out. But because he's deaf, are you still? This story is not about deaf people. I mean, you just close your ears to. So you see them 15 years, he said, "My lovely wife." He said, "But this woman is troublesome." He has made peace with the fact that this is the person I married. She cannot. That's all. He's not ready to go to the market and start shopping again. So, as a man, if you break your eggs, you make what? No, you make omelette. Fry it. There's no need to cry. Fry. And this is not about gender abuse. I'm just saying there's a way you carry yourself. The man knows he cannot treat you anyhow. So while you are waiting, invest in yourself. You are the only factor that is sure in the equation. Don't lose yourself because of a marriage. Don't lose yourself. Don't lose your self-worth. Don't lose God's purpose for your life. Don't bury your ministry because of love. Because all things shall pass away. So when we are dating, we call ourselves every day. You did not call me this morning. You did not say good morning. That is love at that level. When we start planning marriage, wedding, I will not be calling. Once I call you, Alpha, what about the caterer? That's the name. I don't need to tell you I love you. Why are we here? Why are we talking about the caterer? I beg. The woman is giving me another price. What is going on? You say, let me call her. Don't talk to her. Let me call her. All right, get back to me. From the altar, after your whatever, after we lie to her, say, I love you. We will join you, Sha. Pastor will hold his own wife and go home. That night, whether you have anything to eat, your first day or not, that's your problem. You and your husband, your new husband. Nobody goes to school of marriage before collecting certificate. So we will give you the certificate. Then little by little, you'll be tearing it. Every time you insult her, you start tearing it. Every time you disregard him, you are tearing it. Then one day you realize there's nothing left to. Then both of you will say, irreconcilable. So for the sake of the children, let's go our separate ways. So you have to know what makes marriage work. You can be 6 years and be matured. You can be 60 and be a child. It depends on who raised you. If you are raised by elders, you make quality choices. One of the ways the Lord will distinguish the church in these last days will be in the quality of our relationships. And peradventure, the people may be online and they may be saying, Pastor, I was once married, then I divorced, or the woman left, or the man left, then I remarried. I now became a Christian. What should I do? Stay in that marriage and continue. Some of you have sisters. Share you now, they hear me. Don't add sin to sin. But you see that last sin, let it be the last. Are you still here? Because these are the questions the world will be asking us. And as the church, we need to be taught on how to respond to those type of things. From today, I will start addressing these matters in this church. So, get ready. Today, I didn't have anything to wear, so I wore this. But next Sunday, I'll come with my suit. So when I come, we will look at the matters other people are running away from. And I will start speaking to a lot of our young people. I got married at the age of 27. So, and we courted for 8 years. So that's 23. So it's not that I don't love you, but the problem is, am I willing to invest 23 years, throw it away, and start afresh with you? No. It's too much time. You raise a business, the business is now 100 million. I will not leave it, go and start again. No. Let's be managing ourselves. The Lord will give us wisdom. The church must also grow to become compassionate and welcoming to people who are separated. Maybe you've been married before, but you are separated, or maybe you are even divorced, or maybe the partner died. Are you with me? Jesus also welcomes them. This subject of marriage is not one of those areas where anybody can boast, because life can do you strong things. The man may love you to pieces, but you will die young. And then that is the day you will now know that there is something called in-laws. Inside. They are in the relationship, but you won't see them until there's a problem. That's the day they will tell you that you are married to our son, but you are not part of the... You've not heard it before. It's like if you're not in Nigeria, they will not... But she's bearing your name, oh. They'll say the children. You start hearing many laws. In-law. Those, you did not ask them, this law, what is it? When I was getting married, they asked my wife's parents, who is he? Who is this man? They said, it's our son. They said, is he an in-law? They said, no. That's for the camera. I just want you to know, that's for the camera. If I had turned out to be an irresponsible son, they would have called another meeting to tell you who you really are. That the reason why you can enter this house is because of our daughter. So may I announce all my family members. I don't have any property in my name. I don't have anything I'm hiding anywhere. I don't have any bank account anywhere. The only thing I have is Jesus and my Bible. So, when I want to die, I will take one of my Bibles, give each of my children. This is what my father also gave me when he was dying. So, I also give you Bibles. With it, you can make your life better. You see that house in Banana Island? It's for my wife. You see the other one, that account in Cayman Island? It's for my wife, because she's the one. You will go and walk. If you want Tesla or whatever, it's possible. You can dream big, but you will buy it with your money. Do you understand? So, but the woman, without which I will not be standing here today, because I promised her I will never be a pastor. So, just leave me. Leave me and my madness. You understand? I'm happy. There are many things I'm confused about, but not my marriage. I'm not confused about my marriage. So who you... And I'm also here telling you that who you follow matters. If you want to get divorced now, as of today, don't go to Pastor Ayo. Because he has a message on long suffering. If you want to suffer for long, go to Pastor Ayo. He will tell you, all right, well, just give me some time. 10 years, you are still giving it time. Pastor, we never tell you, okay, you know, you're under some biblical. He does, his own is stayed there, died there. So there are some advice I cannot take from him. Especially if it involves suffering for long. If I tell you, the garri I've drank in this life, the garri I've drank, if I do not drink garri for the rest of my life, the quota is enough. What I drank is enough for a lifetime. Ask my wife, you see me, if I drink garri, I'll say, wow, why is drinking? Yeah, I'm drinking as a rich man. Because the one I drank, at Robert, when we are growing up, when we come back from school, from secondary, in the afternoon, do you ask your mom for food? Where you go and take garri in the kitchen? My children will come back. Mom, what's up? What's for lunch? You did not eat in your school. Didn't I pay for lunch? My children say, mommy, can I make some toast? Because they like toast, so they have to learn how to make it. But me, I will not answer you. But my dad worked in the university, was a senior staff. But lunch, we don't eat lunch in our house. The lunch is standard. It's garri with cold water. And if you are lucky, granite. Who are you? Or sugar? Who are you to be asking for? Please sit down before I lose my temper. But the world is a good place now. I looked at my daughter yesterday. I said, you're looking so matured. I said, very soon I get you an iPhone. Yeah. Because she's looking matured. And she got upset with me. Because I told her, we were telling her last night, when we gave birth to her, she was so small like this. Her whole size was from my finger to my palm. She got upset and started, you know, saying some things that I'm belittling. I said, well, I'm glad. At least the small girl of that day. I said, so I'll compensate you, don't worry. But you give me 8 straight A's. Give me 8 A's this time, you know, we can take the conversation further. So it's not, nothing is free. Lamentations. Let's lament. Lamentations chapter 3. Are you blessed this morning? I want you to know that it is God's will for you to prosper, to be in health, even as your soul prospers. God wants your life to be complete. God is a faithful God. He sees the way you serve Him, and He has not forgotten you. Say amen. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 25-27. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. It is good that a man should both hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bears the yoke in his youth. Because of time, I will try to stay here. It seems to me that many of the people that do well in life are usually people with very little options. Somebody was born and then you started growing up and you asked, where's my mother? They say your mother died the day you were born. So the boy already knows. He has considered a goal. He came into the world with 2-0. Like, the enemies have already scored 2. Because the protection of that mother is not there. No matter, you see, that balance, that emotional balance will not be there. Because no matter how much a woman loves you, when your wala is too much, she will remind you that she's not your mother. So, go to your family. Let them take care of you. I'm working harder on you than I'm working on my own children. So, this is 5,000 naira. Go to Isialangwa. When you get to the bus stop, ask for the Agu family. They are your people. But I want to bring out a few things from this scripture because this is where a lot of sincere Christians make mistakes. They make a lot of destiny mistakes. And I want you to know that this world is built on rules. There is a reason why, as lovely as you are not giving your university degree certificate the day you came. Even though you are looking so innocent and brilliant. Even though you are 360 in JAMB. Everybody celebrated, but they knew you were not ready for life. So, the thing about university is not the paper. Have you seen the certificate of University of Lagos? You see how ugly that thing looks? Very ugly. I have one. It's on Conqueror paper. You know Conqueror? I don't know why they are conquering, but there's a paper called Conqueror. When they printed the thing, I could not even read my name on it. It's very stylish. I looked at it and I said, is this all? Because I pulled out of that school 3 times. So if you are here and you almost didn't graduate, I got you. Share you see now. Share you see now, because she knows. It was my money I used to pay. I said, I'm not, school no be my way. I know they go school again. One day, I told my professor, he gave me an assignment. And he said, he gave all of us an assignment. But he gave me the one that, the textbook I need. He's the only one that has it. And my professor, God bless you, sir. Because I don't know if you have seen this. He told me, say, I'm a sociologist, but I'm not sociable. Say, so don't play with me. Don't come and say, sir, you are not practicing what you... I already told you, I don't practice what I preach. So don't expect anything. So I went to him. I said, sir, your paper is due next week. I've been trying to... I can't get materials. And I told him everywhere I went to. I told him the department, the faculty, the online websites, academic research. He just looked at me, then did like this. By his door. He said, you appear to me to be quite unserious. I say, what? I can walk away. This money, I can walk away. You are not paying me. I carry myself. He said, you want me to give you the yam and the knife. It's not possible. Why are you here? If I give you the yam, you will look for the knife. I said, but you are my professor. I don't know. Show me where I will find the knife. He said, go to university library. I said, that place is full of dust. The man who told me I was unserious announced our result. He doesn't paste it. He announced it in front of everybody that morning. My result was the highest, the best. And he told me that he thinks I'm not a serious person. So the person that got a B, that is thanking God that he did not fail, what is that person? If me, I'm not 77, is not a serious person. What is the fate of the one that he told will fail before he actually failed him? What that one is not, that one is failing class, but he was making money in business. So who defines failure? You are listening to the wrong person. The man terrorized my life. When they asked, when they sent my name to him that he would be my supervisor, people started saying, "I'm so sorry, so sorry." People are saying, "So sorry, it is well, it is well, it is well." Don't worry, don't worry. God will see. God will see you through. All of them, I did not know they went to walk themselves, so that they will not me that I thought it is Holy Spirit that will share us. They just push me, give the man. Can I shock you? One day, I wrote something and I submitted it to him. He now used his red Bible. Say lies, lies, lies. I want to see where you got this mat, this thing you wrote here. He said, he now said, but you are a pastor. Like he wrote it in my paper. He said, God, I want to see this thing. He said, lie, lie. Capital letter. I showed my colleague. Say Kwele. You know what I did? Initially, I thought that anytime he talks like that, he wants me to respond. I did not know that the man has moved on. So what he just was, go and do the correction. Bring. Before he reads what you have done, he will read what he wrote. All I needed to do was to call the person who gave me that material. He too saw it from one rubbish place. All I had to do was remove that part. I was the first among everyone in my set to finish. And when I was graduating, I just went to service. I said, "Sir, I'm done." He just did like this. He said, "Seeing you in your PhD." "See you in your PhD." That's what he told me. Because he told us, "You cannot come back if I don't tell you to. If you give me problem, I will not allow you to come back because I don't want to have problem." But when I resumed for my PhD, the discussion changed. He just said, "This is a mentorship program now." I said, "I am happy to be your disciple." It is good for a man to bear his yoke when he's young. But give me the first verse I read to you. I told you that story because it's my story, and I want you to know nothing good comes easy. If everything you got in life was a gift, you have not started. When your real journey of destiny starts, you will pay a price. Say, "The Lord is good to them that wait for him." The first thing I want to introduce here is the word Lord, which means this is someone that claims you. He owns you. There is a relationship. We both understand who we are. Marriages have failed because there were women in the marriage who did not know that Sarah called Abraham Lord. Madam, don't make any mistake. There cannot be two bosses in a marriage. And you may think your role, your position is not important. It's the most important. Because if he is the head, you are the neck. Which means you can control him from the back. And he will be choosing what you want. And he will think he's the one. What does your husband call you? Buki. MJ. I don't even know how to pronounce that word. She said baby. So you are baby, but he is not baby. Where is he? Sorry. Okay. See, let me tell you. You heard when she said, when he said that sometimes he has to go to her. Let me tell you. If he doesn't go to her and she finds out, see, the women are laughing now. They know what they are doing. You see your wife just sit there like this, pressing her phone. You think she can't see you? Where you are? Just carry yourself. Go and report yourself. See, I thought I'm going to Ikeja. I'm in VIO. Just go and now see, she's watching you. She will, that place you are going, she will get there before you. Because women are very good at reading patterns. They watch you. Over time, they know your movement. If it's not at the office, it's probably with Chike. If it's not with Chike, it's on his way home. No, they know your office. They know your colleagues. Before she asks you, where are you? She has called Michael. Michael, how far? Are you, I know we've left. Yeah. If you make yourself untrustworthy, she knows how to get her information. In fact, your phone may be hacked. You may not know. I'm talking about modern women. We are not modern. I'm not a modern man. I only dress like this so that they will not confuse me and carry me with old people. But I'm not a modern man. I'm trying to tell you that it is your husband's job to let you know that nobody could have fit that position except you. And that he can't do life without you. But in hierarchy, in terms of government, he is the head. But before God, everybody is equal. But in government, he is the head of government. You are the prime minister. If you don't know why organizations last 100 years, you see Elon Musk wearing t-shirt and jeans. Are you confused? Do you see any other executive in Tesla dressing like that? They wear suit. Is there any confusion about who owns Tesla? There's no confusion now. Why will our boss say all of us should dress corporate, but he wears trainers to the office? My bank MD was wearing trainers on suit. And we were hailing him. Well, he would come and say, okay, you're all doing well. Please continue to drive sales. He would say, why? It's not properly dressed. Let HR give him query. We will not know who the real HR is. Whether it's this one that is wearing tie or the one that wore trainers. You must know the rules that apply to other men and the rules that apply to your husband. That's why you go to some homes, they will tell you, whatever you do, pastor, don't use this cup to drink water, it's for my husband. They will tell you. Because wherever we call the head, we don't step on it. If you don't honor him, people will treat him anyhow. If you don't honor your wife, people will insult her and you'll be there because you are the only one that became a Christian. You allow people to insult your wife. You want to be like Jesus. But you cannot use Jesus when he has to do with how you treat your wife because Jesus did not marry. She may be your best friend. Maybe you are a guy, she's a lady, but you are very close. You are in the music team together. Then she got married. You cannot go and be knocking her head like you used to do before. Because her husband may just be around. And he will tell you that in our custom, when you touch my wife, said, it's my body you touched. And you must bring a live goat. Please, once you collect, you know, I gave you the idea now. Once you collect the goat, you sell my share because goat is very expensive now. So the Lord is good, which means he claims ownership. Everything that God created and established, God created government in it. Anytime the structure God put there is broken, the system will fail. Put up that scripture. He said, the Lord is good to them that wait for him. And the second item here is the question of waiting. I want to speak to you. MJ, do you remember Ida I proposed to her? Eh? I waited for 8 months. So, see this 888 in my life. eight months, 8 years courtship. 8 years before I had a breakthrough in my life. This eight. The day she gave me that answer, if you see the question, she told me to come and meet her in one place. started asking me questions. What do you want to do with your life? Where's your purpose? Is there anybody that knows the future? What's God asking you to do? You see, that's why what Edith was saying makes sense to me. Because those are the kind of questions I said, me, a old man of God. So someone was asking me, now you carry yourself, come home. She was asking me question. Can you still ask me question like that? I better make an offer. Like 3 hours. I was just saying, yeah, okay, this is it. I just humble myself, saying, Namika. After 3 hours, she said, no. I'm on her side, vex, so. I beg, talk better thing. What did this? I don't even know if that was a test. Like, what? Because in my mind, you know, in the brotherhood, they used to tell us that once she's asking questions, it means there's a possibility. So I was just trying to be normal, you know, just say she was asking me, I'm going to leave this thing now. I'm going to go forward. She said, no. I said, I'm on as far as vex. I said, no. I said, no. No. She now asked me, what if I say no? I don't suffer, but it's like, on top of my matter. And I said, well, please, every time I'm saying now, don't try it with anybody. This was 20 something years ago. The world has changed. May you not go collect slap. She said, what if I say no? I said, well, because people know me, I'm popular. I said, I will not tell anybody that I failed. I don't hide my face somewhere. After I'll come back again and move on. Say, okay. Say, so your answer is no. Anyway, I managed to get a yes that night. But the next morning I saw her at the gate. You know, she wore one. What's that brand of red? It's one suit like this. Is it red or purple? She wore one nice corporate suit. Like, as I said, I know this is because of our, we are now in a relationship. I was so excited. I was just like, how far? She just like, hi. Oh, I'm remembering many things she did against me now. I'm like, you know, like, so you hug the first, how are you? Did you sleep well? She's like, hello, hi. Sorry, it's Isabella. I don't want her hearing all this. She just, I don't arrange myself. Say, I've been not with the same person. I now just arrive. Okay, so where are you off to? Say, she needs to pick up a few things. Maybe some print a paper or something. I said, okay, let me escort you. Because now you the wrong things now. So while I was traveling, shortly after that time, so she escorted me to the bus. Where I was taking the bus. Someone just walked past and said, are you siblings? I said, say, you look alike. I said, yes, we are siblings. Because one pastor came to preach in my church. And I said, one of the ways you know the will of God is that you start looking. That day I said, yes, it was God. Because God had told me she's my wife. Don't worry, one day you will tell your own version. But looking back, it was a dangerous gamble. Because in that season of my life, I had no business looking for someone to marry. I had no business. I was just 19. When the Lord spoke to me, I told him, you want to spoil me? I'm a small boy. The Lord told me, you know you don't no good things. So let me help you. Exactly what he said to me. I'm not mixing. He said, I will help you. Then you will talk to her. He said, do you know that lady you used to pray with? That's your wife. He did not ask for my permission. And I'm not saying this is the standard though. I'm telling you my experience. In your own experience, you may not even hear any voice. You will just notice you can't sleep. You only see her. If as you are going to bed, you will be weak. You will only be thinking about him or her. And then you will find yourself here. And I will join you. But I'm telling you that I have had many reasons. Because I have had many reasons to not wait on him. I have had conversations. Your life is too fast. Slow down. Someone called me and said, why don't you go out and have a feel of the sea? There are many fishes in the sea. This is an elderly person. And I said to the elderly person, if I wait 10 years from today, it will still be her. I said, don't pray. That matter is closed. That's why when I was getting married, I was crying. That's why I joined us, I was crying. People thought it was the Holy Spirit. I did not know I would live that long to marry. Because I was so sick, I was always falling sick. I did not know that the day will come that people will gather and it will be my wedding. The way some of you are also asking, Lord, when? And the Lord said, I am good to those who wait on me. If you wait, God will not be late. If you wait, God will not be late. Wait on the Lord. Give me that scripture. And I will sing praises to you, O Lord, my strength. And I will sing. My strength, say I will sing. Ezebelene kono no siyale maradolea. You are my strength. When I am tired and I have nowhere to go, I will sing. My strength, say I will sing.
I will sing praises to you.
Ale maro sefenia so la baraketa. That scripture says, the Lord is good to those who wait on him, for him, and to the soul that seeks him. Lord, if you do not guide me, I will fail. I cannot trust my feelings. I cannot trust what is in front of me. I don't know what is good. Only you is good. I don't know what I need to do. I have options, but Lord, if I do not get your approval, I'll be lost. We have to, the ability to seek God is not magic. You learn it. You enter your room, Busayo, lock the door and tell yourself the next 1 hour, I am not coming out. And when you go before the Lord, Don't go like a proud man. Will your knees hurt? Yes. Learn. Sometimes you will not even have words because you are so broken, you are tired. But you see, your father, the scripture says, Jesus said, he knows the things you need. But you need to still show up. Huh? It's not that sometimes you just want to talk and talk. He knows. But show up. Just show up. Sometimes there is you don't even know where to start. You are just weeping. It's all right. Huh? To me, that tears might mean nothing. The mother of Samuel prayed for many years. She didn't get a child. But the year she came and didn't pray, God heard her. She came and wept. She was the priest. This woman is drunk. Oh. Have no respect in God's house again. Do you know that your pastor's opinion is not always what God is saying? Your pastor can be righteously wrong. No regard. See, why is she lying on the... I have said this altar is holiness unto the Lord. Nobody should roll on this altar. I don't want to see any child on the altar. That's where she went. Crying. Out of her desperation. She wasn't... Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. So, if you give me this one, just one. Okay. I'll bring it back. It's your own. You give me a child. Huh? You know, very soon I'll bring my own child into the world. You give me a child. Okay. God did not answer her, but he heard. God did not answer her that day. She didn't hear a voice saying, my daughter, I have heard your cry. Like that man in worry that said God gave him master key. My son Jeremiah, I have heard your cry. I give you master key. I know where they made that key from. The blacksmith that did that, I know the man. There's one man at Nugara there. He makes the keys. He can make as many as you want. Master key. Isn't it amazing that God heard that, but God didn't reply her? Do you know it's possible that he has heard you, but he didn't send you a memo? Even the pastor got it wrong. He came and almost blamed her. A woman chosen and favored. He almost blamed her of being drunk. Why are you dancing recklessly in God's presence? Why are you being, you know, me, I like people where I come. But I could be wrong. And in fact, my friend in the Lord, Eli, was wrong. The woman had to stop. Okay? They look face. Oh, I'm not drunk. Oh. I see they do me. Now yeah, they tell my God. I beg. I don't want to distress. Because now I have gotten to the point where I can lose it. So when the man saw this thing, don't they become, it will soon become distress. He said, this woman is crying. Oh. The Lord grant you your heart desire. I don't know what you prayed. I don't even want to ask you. I'm before me like I'm a prophet. But let me join my faith with you. The moment she came back with that child, she asked God for one. And she redeemed it. And there are some of you, you told God, if you can just give me this job, if you can just give me this promotion, I will start honoring you with my finance. You have forgotten. She asked for only one, just for people to be able to say, Mama Samuel. That's all. One woman prayed. She said, God, even if you give me this money and take it by tomorrow, I want to be able to say, I have had a child before. That's how bad it is. For those of you that just think marriage is about putting a woman in your house, you will fight battles. Don't marry if you can't pray. Because you will sit in the doctor's office and they will tell you what you don't want to hear. They will tell you what you don't want to hear. you are doing fine. Then the doctor says you must come for surgery on fibroid. Ah. Immediately after your wedding. They will tell you things. What you need that time is a support system. Someone to say, look, we'll be there together. We'll be there together. I can't stand the sight of blood. I can't stand it. I don't like to see blood anywhere. But when we are going to have our first two children, I was in the theater. I couldn't go in for the third because it was a CS. I couldn't. The first two, I was there. I saw my first son, I saw my daughter as they came out. I was shocked. Because what I thought was not what I saw. My son didn't even have any blood on his body. He had one whitish thing. I don't know what it is, but it just covered his body. And they cleaned it off. And he wasn't even breathing. He wasn't breathing for the first few minutes. Brapat, when you reach that level, no be prayer again. And those of you that gave very recently, you got my text message. Abi, John. Once you get to that bus stop, they say something. Just remove your purse. Look at all the nurses to 2,000, to 2,000, to 2,000. All of them, give them money. Immediately, then go and you want to pray? You can sow or you can pray. I'm telling you what I did, sir. When are they learn this? I gave them money. The woman said, you give me money. And the speaking never cry. Say, he will cry. That's the boy there, he's 14. Amen. Say, he will cry. She took the boy and hit him. Hit him. What? Moti Gbowo. I don't collect money. What? I don't go to talk. Because this my brother, I send a soldier. If he collect him, he hit her. Where the boy opened. I told my, I said, why is it, where's my baby? I didn't want to tell her the baby. I said, it's fine. They went. But my money was doing the work. They brought the boy back. Everything's all right. I held him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We can pray now. When you are in that phase, alone, you can be confused. Some people will be, some men will be asking, say, where's the toilet? Where's the toilet? They want to rush to the toilet. Because they're under pressure. Shaking. You are shaking. The woman that just gave her, what should she be doing? When I tell you are not ready for marriage, you wanted to break my head. Sure you can see it now. Just more problem. You say, where's the toilet? Where's the toilet? You're sweating under AC. When I used to wonder, Brother Pat, when I see people in their 50s, 60s, you say something, they'll just be quiet. They'll be watching you. This man is not understanding what you see. Even the one he did not say, the man understands. He's just looking at you that it's part of life. You'll be all right. When you now start getting close to that age, I'll say, this is why that man did not talk. You come to a church of 1,000 people. You notice the pastor is one gentle person. You say, how is this man? You know, you have to be vibrant. They brought me somewhere. When it was time to preach, the pastor said, we have a man of God all the way from the city of Lagos. Please, he just gave me the mic. He said, as you are led by the Spirit. The man went to sit down and was jotty. He did not throw his weight around. I became afraid. I say, where I am, I don't know. God, just protect me. The man had stayed with the people so much that he was comfortable sitting amongst them. If you like, come from Lagos and preach, the dimension of the terrestrial is going to break upon you. There's going to be a miracle that will come out from your inside. Can I get a name? If you finish drinking your pepper water, those church members will not follow you. They will still come here on Sunday. The man is like a shepherd. He has stayed with them. They know him. He knows them. They are together. They know his songs. He knows he can tell you something about each family. They have been there. He has wedded some of their children. He named the children when they were born. He buried their parents. You will now come speaking through your nose. No matter what you do, there is one reverend father somewhere in your village that nobody in your family plays with. There's one canon in your former Anglican church. Everybody still honors the man. because of the role the man represents in your family. For those of you that do part-time relationships, you need to hear this one. Because this thing about waiting, this thing about being able to wait through when there are challenges in life, when you are going through situations in your relationship, the ability to wait and say, God will sort this out. If you don't learn it in your when before you get married, oh, you may struggle. Give me the next verse. Most of the things that make a marriage work are not those things you put on. You see, the social media, that one is content creation. It's content, so don't be deceived. The man might have borrowed the money to go to Dubai. And may I tell you, it's not a big deal. Dubai is not a big deal. So rest. The day you have your money, go. If you don't have, and that loan you want to take to make her happy, I want you to know that that Ethiopian airline or wherever, Qatar, Emirates, all those, that flight you are taking, there are some people on that flight that did not pay. It was their company that paid. Some of them, it was their dad who said, just go for 7 days. You went to collect loan for 6 hours flight. God and Satan will not be able to help you because they don't send you. Someone tried to threaten me. And are you saying, when we bring it to the US? I say, it doesn't matter. I'm a Nigerian. I have a country. I'm not paying 35% of my salary as tax. I love my president. And I love whoever wins the next one. The man I voted for did not win. So I say, Oga, rest. Mo, rest. Drink water. One of my brothers, he campaigned some years ago. When they did shege for him, he did not come out again. That time people are shouting, not too young to rule, not too young to... When they finished his money, the man just sat down, jeje. They say, you go see, do you say, hey, I know they do it again. Money in the water. You better get ready. You know, they collect loan. My uncle, he went to collect loan in one bank. I'll not mention his name. After he lost the governorship election, he wore slippers, came to the bank to withdraw. Stay in your lane. Learn how to wait. It's an ability that is not a gift of the spirit. It's a fruit. Was your husband at this level you are in when you married? I was not. In fact, you are more ready than I am. Because you have seen life. You've done a few things with your hands. You are actually poised for success. Better than me. When I got married, the only thing I had was God said. I know God told me to do this. I know what God said to me. No money. Shall you hear what Brock Quincy said? Let me add something to what Brock Quincy said. If you don't have money, have mouth. Talk. Or have anointing. Women gravitate towards power. I rest my case. If she says yes to you now, and you don't have anything, it was not the you of today she said yes to. It was your future. So make sure you are great. Praise the Lord. I asked my wife a few weeks ago. I said, sorry, is this thing I said, I said, is it true? Because me, I believe you're a child of God. You follow God's way. This thing is not right. My wife said it's true. that I should not think I will not be great, that I should go and work hard so I should be, I can be great. Early morning discussion. I was thinking that maybe it's just my mind, you know, when you go to Gege University, you go to different places, you they will teach. I thought it was my mind, so I decided to ask her, because she's a Christian, she's a child of God, she has been following Jesus for many years before some of us. So I said, let me check with her. So unfortunately, while men were, women are hypergamous in nature. So check. They marry next level. No woman believes that guy in her class is her mate. She believes she's, because she will marry your older brother. She will marry your father. So you are, she looks at you like, go and target my younger, because by the time I'm ready, you are not. Unfortunately, it's not always the case. Huh? But it's worse now. That's why one of the things you will hear the Lord say to you now is what? Say, wait. Let me sort through the mess. Let me look for the one that has a sense of destiny, a sense of purpose. When I got married, my wife gave me a gift of a dining glass. Is it glass? Yeah, glass dining set. It's still in my house. It was a gift. It was a surprise gift. I don't like surprise. So it takes a kind of person to settle with me, because I will give you all the rules. It's in a book. Go and read it. Because I like to... This is the matches. This is where it is. Even if there's no light, if I find my way to the kitchen, I know where the matches is. When my wife came in, so many things changed. One day I took white Omo. I thought it was salt. I like eating inside the pot. Yes. Because people come and give you one version of themselves that doesn't exist. Say you saw our father and the Lord that wrote a book, Dancing with His Children on social media, $10. His money. He can dance. He can afford it. Sure, you saw it now. People are looking at me as if they're this thing. He wrote a book and he was dancing with his daughter. And the book was selling. That dance is millions. It's into his account. And this message is not about money. It's about happiness. It's about being satisfied, making consistent progress. But you can start from where you are. I didn't have money. We used to be very rich in my family till my father died. Then we became poor. Very poor. Very poor. We were so poor that even if we had light, it was better to put on a candle. And I'm not joking. We put on a candle. Because the candle was brighter than the light. So I cannot explain that revelation, but that's... And some of you, your story is like my own. And I'm here to tell you, if I came to this Lagos, I came to this Ojota. The first bus I took from Ojota was, where is this place in Sule? That, your, that bound, stadium. And I told the driver and the conductor, I'm going to stay there. I don't know where I'm going. He said, no problem. I found myself somewhere else. That was my welcome to Lagos. When I got to the Ojota, I looked at all the big buildings. I said, everybody has made it too. It's like I came late. Sincerely, man of God, that's what I said. I said I came late. I came with an appointment letter, Oceanic Bank. I came with a letter. Wait. Just wait. Just wait. God is coming to get you. You will not always be in this season, though. Amen. Very soon, your problem will move to regional manager level problem. Because maybe you want the job. Who will give you? Regional manager, ED, you will not be sleepy again. Want to sleep like this? They will call you, say, one of your plants somewhere in East Africa. and they expect you to tell them what you are in Nigeria, but they want you to tell them what happened. How are you? Are you a ghost? But you asked for the job, and God has given you. So when you get that job, don't go to Futa again. Don't go and do MBA in Futa. What's happening? What business does a federal a science university have with MBA? I'm looking for a slang, but it's not. Don't go to Akungba and do MBA. Don't go to Delsu. Don't go to Lasu for MBA. Pack your load. Go to ABS. Your next connection is there. And when you get there, don't say, I'm just here to read my book. I'm just here to pass. I just say, I want to collect first. We know they collect first for ABS. Connect. Connect. Don't pray. Connect. You are a prayer warrior. Don't pray today. Greet that man. Greet that woman. Greet that man. Greet that woman. All my people that went there, every today Spain, tomorrow Casablanca, that's how they are going. They are set. Say, let's just go for an excursion. Now say they call themselves. My own alumni for school, they only fight about politics. They talk about who can relate here. I know they put mouth for their matter because I not get party. They will fight, settle. Actually, what I'm just trying to say is that, oh God, we are not here for you. Fight, fight, fight. Because the group is useless. One of them wanted to do alumni. He said, you should go and do it in one country. Is that where I graduated from? Is it? Not before Ondo City, I go school. They say, man, I can't go do one gather for New Jersey. You want to expose me that I have not made it. I should come and go to New Jersey. When Trump say, Mona, no come. Listen, and for you brothers, hear me. You may think that you have time. You don't. One day you will remember what I'm telling you. And if you are 32, 33, 34, 35, 36 as a brother, and you are not married, hear me now. You think you have time. You don't. Huh? Hello? You will pay 10 million for crutch. You will see. No, don't. You know what Mary Abby? When we finally give you wife, you will pay 10 million for credit. So you know one hear what? Not marry. Say marry. Say no. No. Unfollow Jesus. Is it just that wants to marry you? You will not get up now and fix your bad behavior. And you will know why I'm saying this. Next verse. Don't worry, we'll go home today. I want you to go home and peruse your life. Look at it again. The scripture says it is good for a man. Come and say it is good. This is the scriptures. Did you notice God is talking about men here? I will soon call all of you brothers. You will come back. We'll have a private meeting. You'll come wearing nikah and a palm. Because that day, I don't know who will beat the next person, but if you have gloves, bring it. If you have hammer, or what, because you will explain to me, I will give you mic. Who you want to say you resemble? You don't see me? You don't see me? I might have had mattress. Mattress. My wife brought a glass, very beautiful glass table and chair. She connived with my friend Desmond, Pastor Desmond. They wanted to surprise me. I just came from work. And I said, what is this? Say, Guse, calm down now. Calm down. I said, no. What is this? Say, it's for you. I know you don't have money. So where is it? I don't want any police case. So what? He said, now your babe, bring him. I said, I don't like surprise. Go call her. Are you aware? Go and call her. Go and call her. He said, why are you proud like this? Today, now, what I thought was I'm a man of the house is foolishness. She get money past me. She get very fast me. You got it. Well, calm down. Let's help you. Even the job, why did you say? I don't like supply. You need to let me know before you do anything. The job, why they do like this? Now she pray for me when I get up. I they pray for other people, but I don't feel pray for myself. As I pray, the every door just they close. And I went to, I said, this relationship, if you want it to survive, I need a job. Nothing's happening. Say, do you want to come to Lagos? There I was threatening her. You come to Ife. You know Ife? Ile Ife. Not even capital city, Ife. Ife town. Say, you come here, they transfer you here. What are they doing for husband? Transfer you here, your husband is here. Thank God, God did not answer that prayer. I'll derail myself, derail her. Because they already promised me a job as a lecturer. Do you know how much they wanted to pay me? If you have never seen money before, you will say the money is big. 45,000. Graduate assistant. I won't take 45,000 money. I won't use 45,000 marry wife. In my mind, big money. I'll be a professor very soon. Now 500, they didn't collect 500. Some 550. You know, reach 600. Some of you are earning more than them. Say we have now Miss Professor Gwinga Shafe from the Oba Femi University. No money. No money. Just they talk. Big English. No money. You will say, fine Igbo girl. Go and marry one Odogu. The guy know they speak English. But when they go for event, you will know that now Odogu. One of our pastors' name is Son Odogu. Pastor Charles. I say, yes. Where you see the man? Obioma, that's how you dance. You know, get my dance, like they dance. I was in a poor man, they dance like that. If you get money, just small. Now the people around you go, they dance. You go just. Okay. Oh Lord, forgive me my sins. Say, why will you marry? Don't you know it's not educated? Chop your education. Chop. When you reach house, chop your education. You see, I think, bro, he's not to talk. He just told you what you need to hear. If God has blessed you, you have a skill. You have, let me put it in Nigeria, hand work. I thank God, beg you, keep it. AI cannot replace you. I'm an accountant. Out. Banking and finance. Out. Biochemistry. You're already out. But you see this, your hand. Eh? It cannot deceive you. What you can do, this your hand. So, it is good for a man. So, there is a yoke. There's something about your destiny. Why? As you are getting older, God will place it on you. I wish somebody will hear me now. If you can find that burden. It is good for a man to bear his burden. It is good for a woman to bear a burden while she is young. Because there is a time that burden will become too heavy. that load, what you did not start early, can become very difficult in your old age. Start now. Fail now. Repeat the process. Start again. Fail. But you see, you are learning. Start. Later, when someone tells you, we have a loan, come and don't say we should collect loan to buy First Bank shares. Because you have borrowed money before and you use 3 years to pay back and the business, nothing. No, you could not explain to anybody, including your pastor. Later, people start say, actually, she chopped the money, or she no use and do anything. But you actually, you rented a shop. You, but now you, the biscuit that you put in the shop, you are the one that ate it. The chewing gum, you are the one that, everything inside. Now you chop and when nobody bam. So people are now saying, she's not good in business. So now you have learned something. That it is not by borrowing. If you are not disciplined, don't start. You have learned that one. Life has taught you very hard. Huh? So when they say, they are giving one loan at 10%, say, mba. It's not loan. I know they feel use people money. Do what I want to do. So let me start small. You have learned. If you are waiting to get to 45, you are now having a vision of how you want to change the world. You have not been tested. You cannot tell us where you failed. You cannot tell us the day you sat in your house and you cried because you thought you messed up your life. When you saw the problems you created with your vision, and you wept, and you ask yourself, why is my case always like, have you ever gotten to that junction? You say, why is my always different? Put up that scripture. It is good for a man. You see, this is an admonition. This is God counseling you. It is good for a man. To what? There is a yoke. There is a burden. See, when I first met Fatima, I was having a conversation with her. I don't know if you remember those days in the former church. All of us would sit on the floor like this. We'd just be gisting. It was, I'm not sure we can sit on the floor like that again. But then all of us, if you have, after say, we just sit down and be playing. Some of us would be eating. We had a conversation. I was asking her, because you went to a private university. Which OAU? Sorry. When I was in OAU, people celebrate extra year. I've never seen that kind of thing in my life. Where you supposed to hide your head? Best in faith, they say extra year. Go say, how far? Say, how many they give you? Like, how many courses? You are supposed to be depressed. You will now be confident. When you get home and your parents say, you failure? You just say, wait. Now, we play with extra year. Like, it doesn't stop my greatness. Until your father tells you that you'll be the one to pay that school fees, then your head will correct. But we inhale ourselves. We carry over no bed. Hey, Bill Zaria. Hey. Do you... You see, he's laughing. He gets on school. Not like a covenant, though. Where if you fail, people say, now only you can come. There are some schools where we fail. See you next year. But I will still be greater than you. We'll be telling ourselves we'll still be greater than them. That next year, now D you go see Coletto. But we are proud. When I met her, I asked her about what she wanted to do. She said that she wanted to build a website where she could put her fashion designs and everything. In my head that time, that day, I did not understand what you are saying. Because me, I feel like you can... I was looking at her as a tailor. So I was thinking, you can sew. Go to Yvonne. Can I... You're having your birthday. Should I do something for you? No, talk. How many people have you gone to in this church? Let me put it in a very humble way. Our customers are not here. Yet. I say yet. Huh? But you see, she was also working with one big media woman then. The job seemed to be, me, I think it was a good opportunity, but I could see it in her eyes, and anytime she spoke, that it was a face for her. And at some point, she stepped aside. We moved to this building 2017, and we had this conversation like 2016. And I look at how far she has. You've not incurred losses. Huh? Your customers close. Sometimes magic happens and you have to go and buy the material.
Even refund.
You refund. You, because a customer was angry with you, you packed up. You say, this is not my egg. Please sit down. Today, if you want her to sew for you, she will not talk to you. Go to our website and choose. No argument. Just choose. Once you choose, it's taken off. It's for you. That design is for you only. Everybody is in event management, catering, but there's one girl that decided she wanted to cook rice for everybody. Our pastor even came there and hugged her. I'm your pastor. Good or bad, she's breaking her own record. If you don't start early, how much time do you have to know what works? And what, Brapa, there are some people when they come to you, you already know you can't work with them. You have done that thing before. You don't want, I beg. You can even do it free. Carry your wallet and go. No. Experience. You know that those people that always price and aim for the lowest price amount, they give you more trouble. This thing, maybe it's just brain work. It's brain work now. Is it not your mind? It's my mind. Okay, do it. He's a programmer. Is it not just to write? Is it C sharp or JavaScript? Take. This is my computer. Do it free. When you are done, I will help you run it. Just do it. You cannot do it and you are pricing. Meanwhile, when you start with some people who do not understand what you are doing, they will say you are proud. They are not aware you have already gone past. You have borne that yoke. You've gotten to a point in your life. You already know there are some things that do not work. We went for a crusade at Agbara yesterday. Agbara Crossing. The village where I preached, I don't even know the name. They told me, you cannot come here with your car. So I drove my car to Beggar, parked, gave Pastor Charles my key. Somebody was, one of our brothers here was waiting for me. We took a bus. I can't, hey, you don't tell where I enter bus. Oh. Hey, I sat inside bus like this. Me, where they jump. One day I enter Mulwe with Pastor Desmond. They almost sold me rat poison. So guys, they see you. You go need this thing. You go need this thing. Oh, yeah. Best he look me like this. He won't send me rat poison. Say make a buy. See they look me. You go need them. I said thank you. When we finished, somebody came and preached again. They preached on me and I gave my life to Christ. Because the man not gonna leave me if I not born, he not gonna leave me. I call and say, I accept Jesus as my the guy don't have me, Pastor. I say, I accept you, I will serve you. I say, God bless you. Continue in the faith. I say thank you. Wait till my nose. I say she's crying. She laughed, she began crying. I went to all those places. I learned how to jump Mulwe. You are not envying me now. Me that I've not even gotten to where I'm going to. Say, they go, jump, 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 jump. said, pull your leg. Say, no, I cannot jump. Can... Oh, God. Well, we are going to boundary. This place is far. Don't judge me if you don't know where I'm coming from. Nobody has the right to talk down on you. Do you want me to give Robin Body mic? Let him tell you the days of secret tears. Do you want to hear Brother Pat? Do you know that no matter how great you become in life, even when David, the Bible said David fought so many wars. At some point, there was no battle to fight again. He got to a point in his life. He had won every battle, but he had scars. He lost his children. One of his sons raped his daughters. His testimony was, okay, he's God, but it's not complete. When you look at so many things that happened, you wished they could have happened in another way. But yet, when he was dying, say, this is David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, a man after God's. I don't want you to aim for a future that will not have scars, because it's not possible. We all pray to live long, but everybody will not live long. Deal with it. We don't pray that people should die. But if you don't want to be a widow, don't marry. But we don't talk about it. The beautiful thing is that our life does not end here. That after I have borne my yoke, the yoke of destiny, when I have labored, I will get to a point. I started carrying this yoke in the year 1993. That's when I started carrying this, my own yoke. I started carrying it, and it was very light then. It was very light. But as I continued, I now noticed that it's like I'm not as young as I used to be. And I can sit down, my children will talk to me about my white beard. And I have considered dyeing it to convince them that it was stress or dust. My son will do like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He'll be counting. Say, Dada, it's too much. It's too much. In my mind, don't worry. It'll soon be your turn. But you do know that there was a time, if I was worried, I didn't have anybody to look inside my face and say, 1, 2, 3. I was alone with my thoughts. I didn't know what to do. I didn't become a man of prayer because I wanted to become a man of prayer. Situation of life took me to the place of prayer. When I looked up, looked down, and I didn't know where to turn to, then I faced the Lord and I started praying. I said, one day he will remember me. He will remember. So I started praying, and the door started opening. Praying. When we ask you to bear your yoke, you will not bear the yoke in your own strength. You will need the help of God to bear, because your journey is still far. Nobody prays to be married more than once. Some people have been married 3 times and they still died. They left children. Was it their wish? No. So if our hope is only in this earth, we are of most all men most miserable. Your life cannot just be about here. But when I started, when my own story, because you have your own story, when I met him in 1993, January 23, 1993, what he said to me was, follow me. But I was a boy. And I started following him. At some point, I knew that I had outgrown the knowledge of my parents on the scripture. So I started reading the Bible myself. When I sinned against him, when I finished my WAEC, and the devil came and spoke to my head and said, this is your final chance to come back and enjoy your life. When you are old, you will follow Jesus. Don't lose this opportunity. You have graduated now. No fellowship member is here. No brother Humphrey. No brother Bidemi. No brother Lawrence. This is your chance. You know, that time when you write, like, you will wait before they release your result. While you are waiting, you'll be planning for October, November. Is it GC? Do we still have GC? So GC, from May, June, you'll be preparing for that. And you have to pray everything jive so that you can enter school the next year. All that time, my mom, will, as a teacher, will wear her shoes and go to our school where she was teaching and earning 3,000, I'll be 2,500 every month. I'll be alone with my thoughts. I learned how to use this, our, you know, these are radios that use battery. You, when the battery is weak, you put it in the sun, insert it, to listen to old men telling us the news. You listen to it in your language, you listen to it in English, you tune it again, put it in the sun, put it again. That season of my life was when I would have been taken out. That was when Satan really came for me. Ah, there are things I cannot say here. They are too heavy. When you say you have sinned and you cannot tell me, I'm laughing at you. The only sin I have not committed is to kill a person. Any other thing, bring it. You say you slept with a person, Abby. You sinned, Abby. Say your sin was with a man. Huh? I can tell you something worse than sleeping with a human being. I'm not saying spiritually or physically. And Jesus looked at this one. And when they go to him, they say, Baba, the boy you said will serve you, he's not here. He's gone. Say, leave him. He will come back. This one are incest too. This one is sleeping with animals. This one is smoking something. No, he's no more a Christian. Say, leave him. He's coming back. Don't hide your sin. No. There is no man God will put on this stage who will be perfect for the job, so that he can be a merciful high priest. There are songs we sing now that don't have meaning. But in those days, we're apart, and you will know. When we stand at the altar and you hear, unto you, my precious Savior, I surrender. We have never sung or put that song upon our lips without tears. We have lost something, you know, as a church, as Christians. We have lost our Asian landmarks. The things that used to break our hearts no longer break our heart. A lot of brothers, sisters are walking around without yokes. And they wonder why their lives are the way it is. Don't you know that you are not meant to be yokeless? Don't you know that you are not meant to go around without anybody laying claim to you? You will either have to bear the yoke of the Lord, or Satan will assign a yoke to you that will be covered in shame, in guilt. You look, sometimes you can't look at the mirror because you don't recognize the person there anymore. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that are burdened and are heavy laden. Say, hi, Jesus, I will give you rest. Say, come, take my yoke. Learn of me. Say, for I am meek. And what? Say, and you shall have rest for your soul. While I was preaching yesterday in that village, we were holding that crusade beside a mosque that has been standing there for 40 years. And then the Lord opened my eyes. And I said, the man standing over there towards the back, and an elderly man stood up. Look at all his hairs, gray. And I remember the story of Joseph's father when they got to Egypt. And Pharaoh looked at the man and said, how old are you? The hair on your head reminds me of a man that has seen a lot. And as I looked at this man, I asked myself, where is your wife? He said, she's not here. And I began to prophesy to him. People started screaming. Apparently, the man was a Muslim. And as I was prophesying to him, he started coming forward. I was prophesying to him, he was coming forward. And I held his hand. And I said, repeat after me, Jesus. And he repeated, he said, Jesus. I said, you're a Muslim. He said, yes. I said, today, you are now an evangelist. I said, say Jesus, yes. From today, you are my Lord. Take my life. Whatever is left, let it be for your glory. I will serve you. And he was repeating after me. As I was going, he said, can I follow you? He said, I want to go with you. I said, where I'm going is fine. I said, but this is your pastor now. I gave him someone. I said, I will be asking after you. He said, I have many problems. I said, Jesus will take care of it. For now, go and rejoice in the fact that your name is now written in the book of life. And as I was going, the women in that village ran out and they said, please don't go. I said, what? They say you should not go. I said, what do they want? They say, stay with us. I said, I should stay with you. In this village, they say, we want you to be here with us, be teaching us. Ah! I said, Maryland. Ah! Oh, I was so touched. I didn't give them money. I gave them Jesus. I simply transferred the yoke. It was not easy to go there. Because the bike I took almost threw me into the forest. The road was like this. That's, you know those Ogun State roads? I almost wept. If anybody had told me that I was going there to bring a Muslim to Christ, an elderly man, the man told me, sir, I will come and visit you in Maryland. I said, come. Sir, I'll bring my daughter. I said, come. Take my yoke. Take his yoke. There is a yoke he has apportioned you. You know, Rapat, the soul winner's joy, you can't experience it until you are leading souls to Christ. Oh, I experienced it yesterday. Listen, you may not be required to go into the forest like I did. But in that corporate space, in that business, God may want you to stand for him. You may be the only Jesus people will see there. So you must bear his yoke. He already asked you, say, take my yoke. Learn of me. I am meek and contrite in heart. You are not looking for a wife. You are searching for a yoke. You are not looking for a husband. What you are looking for is a yoke. When you find that yoke, Paul can leave everything he's doing and follow Jesus. Thomas can look at his hands and say, my Lord and my God. You can look at a woman and say, Jesus spoke to me about you. It's not about what I feel. It's about the fact that Jesus said something. So I'm not walking away. If you like, be priding. I will stay here. We will marry. Our first child will be Daniela. Our second child will be Ayokunomi. You will say it. She will be laughing. She will marry you. You are not late. All you need to do is speak your yoke. And peradventure you are listening to me and you think you have lost time. I came to tell you that there is a man who controls time. And his name is Jesus. I said his name is Jesus. Rise on your feet. Let's pray. His name is Jesus. Find him. Seek the Lord while he may be found. For there is a day where he may not be found. You are not like others. You were chosen before you were formed in your mother's womb. Listen, there's a yoke for you. Maybe that's all God brought you here to listen to. That everything that is going on in your life today is because there is a yoke he has given to you. And believe me, from today, your life will not remain the same. I spoke to a woman, man of God, and she said to me, "Say, Pastor, I'm a member of Deeper Life Church. Said, I have a son. My son just came out from the EFCC station. He's into Yahoo Yahoo. He bought a car, impregnated a woman. My son is just 23. He's not staying in school. Say, please, I want to bring my son to you." I said, "Bring him." Why would a Deeper Life woman look at me and then say, "I want to come and give you my son"? Why? I am here to tell you that all that you have been through is for it to be a signpost for the salvation of somebody else. Don't abort what God is doing in your life. Don't give in to that sin. Don't give in to that weakness. Everything that is going on in your life, God will use it as a testimony to help somebody. So I'm waiting for the boy. Very soon. And that day we will sit down, we will eat, and we will begin a conversation of a lifetime. And by the time I return that boy to his mother, except it's not the Jesus that me I met, he will be changed. I want you to tell the Lord, "My life is for your glory. My entire being is